birds of Solomon. The eloquence of courtly birds is a mere echo. Where is the speech of the birds of Solomon? How wilt thou know their cries when thou hast never seen Solomon for a single moment? Far beyond east and west are spread the wings of the bird whose note thrills them that hear it. From the footstool of God, from the footstool of God to the earth, and from the earth to the divine throne, it moves in glory and majesty. The bird that goes without this, the bird that goes without this Solomon, is a bat in love with darkness. Make thyself familiar with Solomon, O miscreant bat, lest thou remain in darkness forever. Go but one ell in that direction, and like the ell, thou wilt become thy standard of measurement. Even by hopping lamely and limply in that direction, thou wilt be freed from all lameness and limpness. The birds of Solomon, Mathnavi 2, 3758. Solomon was taught the bird language. Quran says so. See 27:16. Here he represents the perfect man, that is, the Sufi Murshid. All artificial eloquence, such as court poets display in their panegyrics, is meaningless in comparison with the mystic utterances of those whom God has inspired. Reference: saying of Farhani, I attained to God as soon as I set foot on the first step of the ladder. The perfect man is the ideal of creation and the criterion by which the true value of everything is to be judged.